verse 17. For the kingdom of God is not meat and drink, but righteousness and peace and joy in the Holy Ghost. Joy in the Holy Ghost. While you stand, I'm going to say, let's pray. Right, Heavenly Father, God, we thank you, Jesus, that we can come before you another time today. Heavenly Father, God, as I stand here before your people, God, we pray, Heavenly Father, God, for an unction of the anointing. We pray, Heavenly Father, God, that these lips, Heavenly Father, God, may speak, thou say the Lord. Heavenly Father, God, open your ears of your people. Let the word go out, Heavenly Father, God, and do exactly what it's designed to do. Heavenly Father, God, you say your word shall not return void unto you, God. We ask right now to wash us and cleanse us with your blood, God. Anoint us afresh again, Lord God. In Jesus' name we pray. You may be seated right now while you're still giving God some praise. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Today I'm going to talk to you. I'm not going to stay too long. I'm going to talk to you today about true joy. True joy. The scripture here said that the joy in the Holy Ghost. Every person that has called and been baptized is promised a joy in the relationship with God. Without a doubt. There is a joy that is promised to you. Righteousness and peace and joy comes with the infilling of the Holy Ghost. Righteousness and peace and joy, emphasizing it again, coming with the infilling of the Holy Ghost. The joy in the world, a lot of people may say that they have joy, but it's an imitation joy. The type of joy that the world gives you is not real. Without God in your life, they are experience a temporary joy. The ups and downs. So once they fall into certain situation or facing any difficulty in the day-to-day task and trial, you recognize someone will break. They will come under pressure because they don't have that experience of true joy. Praise the Lord. So sometimes you may walk around and somebody say, you know, I'm feeling happy. And then the next day they say, you know, I'm feeling sad. Or somebody say, you know, I was very joyful. And they use those words interchangeably. And I was looking at it and I said, you know what? Happiness and joy are similar and represent two different levels of emotion and experience. Because happiness tends to be a shallow emotional experience where joy is a deeper experience. You know, happiness, people are like, you know, I'm feeling happy. But as I said earlier, in a moment, they can be sad. By just hearing a little news, it could change. One news could change the entire day or the week, sometimes months, sometimes years before some people are able to recuperate from that feeling. Joy in the spirit. And this is what the Bible says, now what God is saying. Joy in the spirit give us a foundation, a certainty, a lasting, even an happiness is present. The Lord is the origin of true joy. I'm going to say that again. The Lord is the origin of true joy and content. So, you may look at it, the prophets, the patriarchs, they did in some sense encounter the presence of the Lord. Because in the old days, the prophets, they always said, no, the anointing, they fall upon them. The anointing fell upon Solomon. They fell upon Saul and Elisha. But the only thing they did not have, we today, what do we have? We have the Holy Spirit in us. We're hosting the Holy Spirit within us. That's what I'm saying. Without the Holy Ghost, you don't have that joy. You're the Holy Ghost, you don't have that true joy. You don't have that experience that when things are going wrong and the Holy Spirit is on you and you feel that anointing, something is there to help you get through this. I'm not going to go ahead of myself, but I'm still trying to go slow here today. I'm not going to be too long. Peter, 1 Peter chapter 1, 8, Peter emphasized, he said, he talked about joy unspeakable and full of glory. And when I looked at it, I said, Peter must have felt something that we know we're feeling ourselves today. Sometimes you may tell somebody about the Holy Ghost and a lame person out there, and they can't understand it because it's unspeakable. I'm like, you know what? I have this joy in me. I have this feeling. And they're like, Brother Henry, tell me that. But I'm saying I'm not sad. And even when I'm feeling down, there's something always pick me up. And somebody said, what is it? And I'm like, some guys say, you know what? I know what picked me up. And they say, you know what? They have a pick-me-upper. You know, I'll talk to my guys at work. They will say, I have a pick-me-upper. They say, well, I'll go to the bartender and say, give me my favorite drink. It will pick me up. But I'm saying to you that I know when I'm down, I know what will pick me up. I know that spirit of the Lord that God in me, when I'm feeling down, it's something inside of me that's bubbling will pick me up. Praise the Lord. So in my little knowledge, I said, I understand where, you know, Peter said it's unspeakable. I can't even fathom to express it, Peter is saying. But if you get it, you will understand it. If you get encounter with it, you will do understand what I'm talking about. Praise the Lord. So, the source of joy. I just said that if the Holy Spirit. But we don't know, but there is a source. And Isaiah 12:3 says, therefore the joy shall you draw water out of the well of salvation. And that's like a prophecy. Because he's saying you're going to draw, but this wasn't even mentioned to the patriarchs. This is for us. Because salvation is coming to us. Jesus Christ is our Savior. But he's saying you're going to draw water out of that well. And not running them then, not running them myself here, but I like a part that Jesus said in St. John chapter 7, 38, 39. He said, he that believe on me, as the scripture have said, out of the belly shall flow rivers of living water. But he speak he of the spirit which that believe on him should receive from the Holy Ghost was not yet given. So Jesus is telling you, you're going to draw something here. He's telling the disciples this. So I'm saying, when Isaiah even said it years before, Jesus is coming and saying to the disciples, no, you're going to draw some water here. But because the Holy Ghost haven't given, because Jesus was not yet glorified. So Jesus wasn't even crucified yet. Jesus didn't have the nail to the cross. Jesus wasn't ascended back to heaven. But Jesus is saying, you know what? Something going to happen that you're going to be able to tap into. I'm going to give you something that when you're down, you're going to be able to tap into it. It's going to be part of you. What God is saying, joy will overtake you. You know what I'm saying? It will overtake you because there's going to be a continual renewed and refreshing of water of salvation. It will overtake you. Think about this. Jesus said, in St. John chapter 4, he said, I must go to Samaria. Because Jesus said, I'm going to get encounter with a lady that is feeling what? She was in a situation where a lot of people say, you know what, she's depressed. She's in a relationship crisis. She's going through some things in her life that they say, you need a counselor. But the scripture said, when Jesus went there, I'm just going to look at one verse, verse 14. He said, but whosoever drinketh of this water, God said, if you drink of this water, I shall give him, shall never thirst. But the water that I shall give him shall be in him a well of water springing up into everlasting life. So like I'm saying to you, you may go out there sometimes and you experience some type of joy. Like God is saying, lady, you're by this well right now. You're drinking a water. And yeah, it quench your thirst for a moment of time. But God is saying, I'm going to give you something. I'm going to give you a water that you shall never thirst again. God is saying, when God gives you something, God wanted to extend to carry it for all your life. Praise the Lord. So God is saying, the source of joy is our Lord Jesus Christ. So Paul look into it, and Paul talk about the fruit of the Spirit. And as Galatians chapter 5, 22 from our Bible scholars, 22 to 26 said, but the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. Against such there is no law. And they that are in Christ have crucified the flesh with the affection and lust. If we live in the Spirit, let us also walk in the Spirit. Let us not be desirous of vainglory, provoking one another, envying one another. I'm talking about joy. I'm taking one out of these nine, and I'm taking one today. So listen to it. Just as an apple tree produce apple, or an orange tree produce orange, the Holy Spirit produce joy. Among others attributes, joy is one of the nine fruit of the Spirit. So if you get filled with the Holy Ghost, as I'm saying, say to you now, it's part of you, the Holy Ghost, but you have to have, you can't be filled and don't have joy. Are you with me? So you can't be filled with the Holy Ghost and don't have joy. Something is missing. Praise the Lord. So you look and say, Brother Henry, do I have joy? I say, yes, you have joy. If you've been filled with the Holy Ghost, you have joy. Praise the Lord. So, but there's something out there that always counteracts your joy. Think about it. Because there's times when you might get up and say, I know I'm filled with the Holy Ghost, but I'm not feeling the way I should. But there's a source. So Jesus always left these things. But you got to understand, said, when I'm feeling down something, like you said, I'm feeling, I'm going to pray. So I'm going to say, so sometimes you're going to say, I'm going to pray. And the Bible said here, 1 John chapter 5, 14, and this is the confident that we have in him. If we ask anything according to his will. You're saying again, if you ask anything according to his will, he heareth us. That's the confidence you must have. Now, God, you said that you shall never leave me nor forsake me. That's your word. God said you're going to receive this Holy Ghost when I left here. He told his disciples, go, and it shall come, and our power shall come from above. So that's the confidence I have to say, God, you are filled with the Holy Ghost. God, I'm feeling a little bit drained right now. I'm going to go down my knees right now, and I'm going to pray. Because, God, it's according to your will that I must have, repeat after me, joy. That's the will of God that we should have joy. I'm not going to God now for a financial blessing. I'm going to, according to his will, I must have joy. Because the fruit of the Spirit, orange doesn't make pear. The Spirit produces joy. So you must have joy if you are filled with the Holy Ghost. You shouldn't be saying, you know what, I am drained. You must have joy in the Lord. Hallelujah today in Jesus' name. Listen to this now. You must have the confidence to say, God, Hebrews chapter 4, the writer said, let therefore come boldly to the throne of grace. For what? Because there are some things going on in our life, and there are some needs and some things that we need help to. So that's why I'm going to go again boldly. So I'm saying, God, why am I feeling drained, God? I must have joy. So I'm going to say, in your time, sometime when you're feeling down, remember, say, there is a place you cannot pray. Remember, that's where you're going to talk to God in prayer. Remember, that's where you're going to commune with God and say, God, I'm going to go back with biblical promise here, God, because I must have joy. Praise the Lord. And so you may look at it and say, God, there is times when, so why do I have this, Lord? It's the word. It's the Bible. The word of God is there for us to read as well. So it's not only say, I'm gonna look into it and say, what does God have here for me to do? Brother Henry can't put everything in this lesson today. But you got to look and say, I'm going to read the word of God. I'm going to look into the word. You know, the word, we got to look at it. And I love Jeremiah, because in Jeremiah chapter 15, 16, I like that what the writer said. It said, thy word were found, and I did eat. See, you look at it and said, there's times, that this is spiritual now. So there's sometimes you gotta be hunger for the word. You know, you gotta be something, you gotta look and say, you know what, I need to put some things aside. I'm gonna spend some time in the word. Jeremiah said, I did eat them. And he said, and thy word was unto me the joy and rejoice of mine heart, for I'm called by thy name, O Lord God of hosts. Come on, what you been called by today? That was Jeremiah. God called out a people with his name. My sister that got baptized there Wednesday night, God have put his name up and you know, no one can take it off. God has called you now. You have his name. But something you look and say, God, I want to make sure this word, God, David said, it's you're sweet, Lord God, than the honey in the honeycomb. When you read the word of God, you get excited. There's sometimes I'm reading and you're reading something and say, oh my Lord, and you just get excited about the word. Am I talking to believers today? You get excited just to read the word of God. When you open your Bibles, and sometimes I may read a scripture and I left it and said, I didn't understand it. And because God said, he shall teach you all things, brother Mike, there's days I come back and I look at it again and I'm saying, oh my God, thank you. Then I got a revelation. And that's what the word is. And it's so sweet to you. You feel it in you. And that's what gives you that joy. Because that word, as the writer said, that word that I hid in my heart, that word will come back to you one of these days when you need it. Because you hide it in a place. You hide it in a place that when you're down, that same word will come to encourage you. Because the same word gonna say, I am the good shepherd. God's gonna come back and say, I am the good shepherd. He's gonna say, I'm not gonna leave you comfortless. He's gonna say, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, fear no evil. Do you understand what I'm saying to you? That same word will encourage you. That same word will uplift you in your times of trouble. Praise the Lord. So there is sometimes now you look at it and say, but James said, my brethren, count it not all joy when you fall into diverse temptation. Because there's sometimes you're going through some stuff and you get, he said, count it not all joy. Knowing this, that trying of your faith worketh patience. So there's sometimes I'm going through some stuff. I'm going through something here, but I still got what? Joy. But I know that there's trials, but I still have joy. Because I know who is the joy that inside of me is the Holy Spirit. But I'm just going to say to you, that joy, sometimes the world have it a different way. Because tomorrow I may go to work and someone say, oh, that was a weekend, Evan. I'm saying, no, it was joyful. But it probably, when I say that way, people don't understand. I'm saying, my weekend was joyful. They're going to say, why? I said, I was in church and I felt the anointing. And the preaching was good. And the altar call was good. But someone may say, no, I'm... yeah, my weekend wasn't, what joined that? You're going to say, you know what? They're going to say, my weekend, you know, I was over this and I did that and I spent a lot of times afterward, you know, in the bathroom. But they still say it was fun. Because the guy said, I know what, Devin, I'm telling you, I sleep never hangover. And I'm like, really? But he's saying it's joyful. But I'm saying, I'm coming and I say, brother, I like sometimes just get in church and even run and jump and skip and dance because that's where my joy is. Praise the Lord. All right. Let's get down to something else here. So my source now, I have something I could tap into. So, you know, the Holy Ghost in me, and it's producing fruit, but God is saying, Brother Henry, you can drain yourself sometimes, and that's the reason why church is important. That's the reason why church is important, because when you get into church and when you're in the praise and worship early and you feel that anointing, and when the anointing move, that's when it keep on filling you up. And that's when the David could say, God, you know, God, could you let this cup overflow? And he said, can my cup run it over? You know, there's something you got to walk in church and say, God, I need a run over. You need something to say, God, I need an overflow in Jesus. You need to say, God, I don't want to leave. Because I see sometimes, you know, Christian may walk into church and you may face something. And people come in your different walk of life every Sunday. And I'm going to say to you, you walk in here every Sunday and you may feel inside. And something may go on in your life. But I'm guaranteeing you must not leave the same way you came. Because when you get into the presence of the Lord, open up your mouth and say, God, I'm in your presence, God. And the spirit of the Lord, God, must produce joy. You must demand it and be sincere. I'm going to say, be bold and say, God, why am I feeling like this? And I'm going to say to you, I guarantee it. I'm going to give you a little testimony on that in a few. But I'm going to say to you that there is times when you pray, and there's times when you read your Bible, but there's something else you're going to tap into. That's what we did earlier. Worship. Worship will reignite you. Do you see what I'm saying? It will reignite our emotion and sense of joy as we celebrate the greatness of our God. So when you walk in, you know, and you're saying, God is great and greatly to be praised. You hear someone, they're going to say, yo, wait a second here. God is great. And when you start to sing and try to dance, I'm going to say to you, if you do that sincerely, there's no way something not going to touch you in worship. When you're walking and the Bible says you must what? Hold up holy hands then to the Lord. Put those hands up in the air and say, God, I need something here today. Praise the Lord. The psalmist said, let your praise be clothed with righteousness and let the saints shout for joy. Psalms 132 verse 9. He said the saints must shout for joy. There's sometimes I'm in church and something all you want to do is just get a shout out. I'm like, you have liberty here. Sometimes all you need to do is get a shout. Sometimes all you want to do is just get a run. Sometimes all you need to do is just to clap your hands. Don't hold back. Don't worry about what your neighbor going to say. If it's just, if you want to shout, shout. Praise the Lord. The psalmist said, oh, clap your hands, all ye people. Shout unto God with the voice of triumph. Come on, worship. You, remember now, a voice of triumph. You walk into church, you must be excited. Say, you know what? She said, this is up here singing. I'm not going to have this. This is not a concert. I didn't come for entertainment. We are to worship God. You know what I'm saying? I didn't pay for a ticket to walk up in here, Brother Mike, and a front row seat. A front row seat, and I'm not going to praise God. I was saying that to my children earlier. I'm like, I'm going to go to church, worship, because in the mornings, I'm walking over NBC on Friday mornings, and during the week, they have these concerts, summer concert, and people camp out sometime Thursday night to get a good spot. And when I'm walking, and sometimes I stop just to see what they're doing. And when the artist, whatever is there, when he came up, he's not going, oh, you know, by the way, New York, you know, I'm here to sing a little song for you. And people are like, okay. No. He's like, come on, New York City. We're going to rock the city. And people are like, ah! And I'm saying, wait a second here. What's the difference in church? Since the days are going to come up here when you said, bless the Lord. Come on. We should say, yes, Lord. Come on. Bless the Lord, oh my soul. We don't have the drive. And I'm saying, I said, what's in them? They don't have the Holy Spirit. They don't have encounter with God. But they have something else that's driving them. But I know today, the one that allow in my heart to beat, and I cannot even said, oh God, I'm going to raise my hand to you and tell you thanks. Come on. The psalmist said, come on. We need... we need a merry heart. Doing good like medicine, but a broken spirit. This is Proverbs chapter 17, verse 22. I'm going to read it again, this to you. a merry heart, a merry heart, do it good, like a medicine. So somebody coming up and your heart is happy. You're like a medicine. See, the days when, that's the reason why we ignite each other. When she come up here and she's worshiping, when she's that happy spirit, it will let me happy. That's the reason why if somebody at NBC was down like this, they're going to say, God. Get the next guy. We're going to lose money here. Do you see what I'm getting at? So when we get in the church, we have the person and we're going to worship that the heart that is so happy. It's like a medicine. It's transferred. And the psalmist said, what a broken spirit. Dried the bones. It drain you. It kill you. It drain everything out of you. You ever go somewhere and you see some people and they're like, oh my God, oh brother, and when you finish, you feel sick. Because when it's done, everything they're saying is bad, and you're like, you feel it. They're telling you about the problems, you know, from last week. I have a migraine, and you're like, oh, shit, like I'm thinking of getting a migraine. When it's all my back ache, oh, my joints, my arthritis, oh, and by the end finish, you're like, oh, my Lord. But you're going somebody that, oh, come on, man. And you're like, you feel that energy. You know, you feel that energy. And that's the reason why, if for the secular world, you never go to a motivation speaker and he's like, oh, by the way, they pump up. The guy like he drink like 10 espressos. They're like, come on, guys. You can do it. I know you can do it. I know you can. They're pumped. Because the Mary spirit. And they know that. That's the formula for the world. That's why Jesus said, what? The children of darkness are wise and the children of the light. We have the information, but we seldom use it. We seldom use it. Even when we go in the workplace, I'm Christian, but I'm like, I'm not going to tell nobody about my joy. We're scared to tell a person about the Holy Ghost. We're scared to tell them about our God. We're scared to tell them that what's inside of me bubbling up. Like what did I say? He said like fire shot up within my bones. He's like fire. If it's inside of you like that, you gotta let it out. You're gonna tell somebody about this joy. You're gonna share it. You can't be, oh, my weekend is not. No. Our church was fabulous. It was so great. You gotta go there and emphasize it. Oh my Lord, our praise and worship is tremendous. You know, everybody used to do it. It's so awesome, brother. It's awesome, David. Yeah, say it too. Oh, church was awesome. That's the reason you must say it. Anything should be awesome is God to me. Because he's the awesome one. It's not because this guy can dunk, he's awesome. When you leave the church of God, that's the word you should use. My church, when we're going there, oh my God is awesome. When I left there, I am flowing with joy. I am bubbling. It's radiant. I'm saying when the praise team is over, I want more. That's what you have. When the praise team is over, you want more. Brother Rick should not come and say, come on, church. No. You should not say, come on, church. You should not say, oh my God, Brother Rick, get out of the way. Let me praise the Lord. Brother Rick, excuse me a minute. Let me praise the Lord. Brother Rick, step aside for me. Let me praise the Lord. You should not say, come on, church. No, you should be here already because the joy of the Lord is my strength. You have strength because you have the joy. Hallelujah, Jesus. Can somebody say praise the Lord? Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I'm going to wrap up. I'm not going to go into further here. But I want to say something to you. Joy. When my wife of the first baby, it was joyful. It was joy. I'm happy. Second, third, go on. Even the last one. Everyone is just, even when the baby just born today, I'm like, whoa, it seemed like the same. It seemed like the first because it's like, it can't get new or old, Brother Mike. It's just same thing over, but it's that joy. And I'm like, whoa, it's happiness. And I remember, I thought it was joyful. I remember when I was in Jamaica and I received a letter from a university and said, Devin, you get a full athletic scholarship. I was happy. I thought I have joy. It was joyful. And I could go on and give a lot of more experience in my life. When I got married, I went to Jamaica and I married Sister Henry. And I'm on the beach and I was standing there and the sunset went. And I'm like, I got joy and tears coming down my eyes. And it was joyful. And, oh, Jesus. But I'm going to say something to you there. When I got filled with the Holy Ghost. I said, when I got filled with the Holy Ghost, Sakoro Mosikama, Isorolo Mosakatara Lama, Inomoshiki Sakara Lama Sakati Koromo, Inomoshakasi Korotoma Sara Lala Sama, Inomoshiki Sotomo Sara Lama, Ikomo Sakasada Lama. I didn't know what joy was. I didn't know what true joy was, Brother Mike. When I got filled with the Holy Ghost, that's joy. I said, nothing can compare to that feeling. That's true joy. You're not going to have that experience ever again. I could have won the lottery. It cannot compare to it. You could have $1 billion. It cannot compare to it. Because the joy, that's what I'm saying to you. That joy that we have. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Can somebody say, God? One more scripture. Jesus himself, John chapter 16, verse 20, 22. This is just going to us. Put the ice in the cake for me. God said, verily, verily, I said unto you, that you shall weep and lament, but the world shall rejoice, and ye shall be sorrowful, but your sorrow shall be turned into joy. Why? He said, a woman, when she is in travail, of sorrow because her hour is come. But as soon as she deliver of her child, she remember no more the anguish. For joy that a man is born into the world. And you know, therefore of sorrow, but I will see you again, and your heart shall rejoice, and your joy no man. This is my favorite part of it. Your joy, no man take it from you. I'm going to say that to you again. When God give you that joy, I'm going to say to you, Satan going to want to always come here. And you said I didn't mention him all this time. Because he's the counteractor. I always come with stuff to make you feel depressed. Because that's his type of spirit. Depression. Oppression. You're weary. Your backache. Or people complaining. Avoid it. God said, no one can take your joy from you. So what I'm saying to you, no matter what you're going through, no matter what you're facing, you will still have joy. All right. So I promise I'm going to tell you a testimony. I remember once when we just got saved, years after, my sister and I were going through a crisis. And I remember I feel depressed. And I felt like, and when you get it, I'm testifying, so don't judge me. Something I want to even give up. You want to give up on life. But I remember, but you know what happened? The one thing I said, no matter what is going on, I'm going to get myself in church every Sunday. I'm still going to go to church. We're going to go to church because there's something. I never did this study yet. Said the joy of the Lord is my strength, but I know that I'm going to find myself in the house of God. And I remember the Sunday I came into church and I fell down. I said, Lord, how can I? I'm filled with the Holy Ghost and I'm going to church and I'm going through this. I know part of it was probably my flesh, but I know that something got to give. It's my testimony. And I remember that Sunday, all of a sudden the Spirit just said, go to the altar. And I got up. And I came right to the altar. And when I knelt, and when I went on my knees, Sister E, all I felt was a bucket. Someone took a bucket and pour it from my head all the way. Hilo Mosaka. Sister Daisy, while I was kneeling, I was saying to myself, I am totally wet. I'm saying, oh my God, I'm in church and my entire pants, I felt it going all the way down. My underwear is wet. Everything I felt was wet. But Brother Mike, when I stood up, I was a new man. God said, I'm going to renew you. I'm going to refresh you because that's what the scripture said. It shall inside of you everlasting. It's an everlasting thing. But what happens? Sometimes we're scared to go back to the well that shall never run dry. We are like intimidated to go back to the one that said it shall be like a living water sprung up inside of you over and over. Whenever you're feeling dry, say, God, I'm going back to the well, because at the well you shall never run dry. Church of God, we need to continue to go back to the well. Go back to the well of grace. We need to continue to go back to the source. He is the source. God was the one sitting on the well giving water to a lady, the living water of well. He is the true well. We need to go back to the one that shall never run dry. Praise the Lord. So stand to your feet right now. And let's give God some time. We're closing off. God is good. God is good. God is good. Hallelujah. God is good. Don't hesitate. True joy. True joy in the Lord. You know, true joy. If someone here today and you need the Holy Ghost, just I'm saying, it's here. Just ask for it. Don't go around and say, you know what, God, I don't know. If you haven't felt that joy lately, come back to the altar and say, God, I need it. If you haven't felt that touch anymore, say, God, I need that touch. Because the Bible said, they that are hungry and thirst for righteousness shall be filled. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Praise the Lord. Joy in the Holy Ghost. Not what the world give you. Amen. You know, the psalmist David said, give me feet like what? Hinds feet. You know why? So he can leap for joy. Amen. Not because he wanted to jump or something, so he could leap for joy. The psalmist David said unto the Lord, he said, Lord, take not thy Holy Spirit away from me. Amen? But yet you hear Brother Henry said that the Holy Spirit wasn't given yet, but Christ wasn't yet glorified. But what he was talking about, take not thy presence, O Lord, away from me. Amen? And when he find that joy in him, he was so happy. He said, give me feet like hinds feet so that I can leap for joy. Today I ask you to come to the well and draw your own water. And the well of salvation is Christ Jesus. He tell the woman at the well, he said, I will give unto you. He said, I must go. I must go through Samaria. He had a purpose. Today I ask you where you must go. Is there a desire in your heart today to come to the well of salvation? Draw your water today. He will fill your cup today. I ask you to come. This altar is open today. Come and draw. Draw from the well that never runs dry. Heavenly Father, Lord God Almighty, I thank you, God, for your word today, Lord, and I ask that your word reside in the heart of the people, Lord, and let them find your salvation today, O God. Draw them to the well, Lord, as they come willingly, O Lord. Fill their cup. Fill their cup, Lord, that they would never run dry, Lord, that they would never thirst again, O Lord. And as David said, Lord, take not thy Holy Spirit away from him. I pray, God, that you take not your spirit away from your people, O God. But give them the peace and the love and the understanding that it is you, God. It is you, Jesus. It is you that they need in their life, Lord. It is you that give them that joy and that peace, that understanding. Not as the world give, as your words say, Lord, but as you give, Lord, out of their bellies today, Lord, let there be rivers of living water, O Lord, that they would come to you, God, seeking you, finding you in the time of need, Lord. Let there be no desire in their heart for the things of this world, Lord. Let there be a desire for you, Lord. Let the desire for this world pass away, O God, Jesus. Let there be no thoughts of evil in them, O Lord. But let the righteousness of God reside in their heart wholly and solely, O Lord. Let the righteousness of God be strong in their life as they lift up that holy and precious name, O Lord. As they seek thy face, God, and as they seek thee, help them that they may find thee, O Lord, that they may find thee and walk with thee, O God. That you will not leave them alone, O Lord Jesus. That you may walk with them, O God, that they may be. That they may be, Lord, a part in your path of righteousness, O God, that they will walk for your name's sake. That your name will be upon them. As you cover them under your precious blood today, O God Jesus. Let them not forsake thee, O God. Let them not turn to the right. Let them not turn to the left, Lord. But let them walk straight ahead. Looking upon you, God, the author and the finisher of their faith. Looking upon you, O Lord, the maker and creator of their life. The maker and the creator of all things, O God. Let them look upon you, God, the one that who can make the crooked path straight, Lord. Who can pour water into the dry land, O Lord. Who can restore unto them the things that the devil has taken away from them, O God. That the one that who can refresh them, O Lord. And fill them with your Holy Spirit, O God. Let your peace, O Lord, pass with them, O God. And let it pass understanding, O Lord. Not understanding that as the world may give, Lord. But understanding that cometh from you, O God. And only from you, O Lord Jesus. O shine through them, Lord. Shine in their life, O Lord. Let your light be upon them, O God. And you, Lord, as you cover them under your precious blood. Let them be witnesses unto your name, Lord. Unto your name, O God. Let them lift it up higher and higher in their life. And that they lift you up, that you would draw all men unto you, O God. I pray that you use us, O Lord. Use each and every one that stand here today in your presence. And as you forgive them, O God, O Lord, refresh them again. One more time with your Holy Spirit, O God. Renew their mind and their thoughts in thee, O Lord Jesus. That they may take your word and take you with them, O Lord. That your peace, O God, will not pass from them, Lord. That the joy of the Lord will be their strength at all times. That they would honor and glorify you, God. That they would magnify and bless you, O Lord. That they would lift up your name higher and higher in their life. That they would seek thy face, O Lord.
Desire.
That would be their desire in their life to honor you, Lord. To worship and to thank you, Lord. To bless you. To worship and to praise you, Lord. With all their heart, they search you, Lord. As your word said, Lord, if they search you with your heart, you will reveal yourself unto them, Lord. Oh, Lord, bring them closer to thee, Lord. Bring them closer to thee. Oh, God, let them dwell at your feet, Lord. Let them not forget what you have done for them on Calvary, oh, Lord. Let us not forget, oh, Lord, the joy that you put in our heart. That you endured the cross, O Lord, for the joy that was set before you, Lord. That same joy I give you,
Lord. I give you my heart. I give you my soul. I live for you,
Lord.
Every breath that I take.
You put that treasure, Lord, that treasure. It is you, Lord. You put it
in this earthen vessel,
Lord. I thank you for it,
Lord. Lord, I give you my heart. I give you my soul. I live for you alone. Every breath that I take. Every moment I'm away.
Let me worship you alone.
Lord, have your way in me.
Let your name, Lord.
This is my desire.
Lord,
to
honor you in words and in deed, Lord.
Lord, with all my heart, I worship you.
I may give unto you, O Lord, as you need me to, Lord. Let there be
all I have within me, Lord.
Let the joy of the Lord reside in me. Let there be peace and understanding in my heart.
All that I adore is in you.
Yes, Lord.
I give you my soul. I live for you alone. Every breath that I take, every moment I'm away. Lord, have your way in me. Lord, I give you my heart. I give you my soul. I live for you.
worship
to
Him.
Honor You.
It is your desire today to love Him with all
Lord,
that you have.
Lord, with all my heart, I worship You. Every moment I'm awake, Lord, have Your way in me. Lord, I give You my heart, I give You my soul. I live for You alone. Every breath that I take, every moment I'm awake, Lord, have Your way.
To pray with you one more time again. Brother Skelski, I know you want us to pray for your wife, so I'll ask you to come. Is there any other way? Have a loved one that you want us to pray with you for, or something that you desire that you want us to pray with you again for? Sister, would you come for us? We will pray with you as you're traveling to Poland. Don't be ashamed. Is there a loved one or a friend that you have that you want us to lift up before God that needs salvation? You would stand in the place for them this morning, this evening, in Jesus' name. Father, we ask You, God, for Your mercy upon his wife. We ask You to touch him and touch him, God. Give us strength. Bless and heal her, Lord. We pray, oh God, that Your will be done. As you go forth, in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Don't be ashamed. Don't be shy. Is there someone that you have that you want us to pray for, that you could call their name in the presence of God? Someone you're praying for. Father, we ask for Your loving kindness and Your tender mercy and Your traveling mercies, O Lord. Let Your spirit dwell with our God in peace and unity wherever she goes, God. Let she represent You, O God. I pray that You use her, Lord, in her family where she is, Lord. Best light that You put in her heart, shine, Lord, and let her reflect You in all things. In Jesus' name we pray. Anyone else? There's still room, there's still time. Do you have a friend? Do you have someone? Don't be ashamed. God can do all things.
I give myself away so You can.
Yes, Lord. Lord, we agree, oh God, that my soul goes. Your blessing flow, oh God, and bring conviction and conviction, oh God, back, oh God. Let Your peace be.
Give myself away.
There's still room,
so
there's still time.
Can You speak? I give myself away.
Yes, Lord Jesus,
away.
We agree with Sister Rose, oh Lord. Whatever it may be, Lord, You know, Lord.
I give myself
we stand here
away,
with one accord, with
so
Lord,
You
that Your will be done, oh God, whatever
speak.
It is. We claim that victory in Your holy and precious name, Lord.
Here I stand, Lord, my life is in Your hands. Lord, I'm longing to see.
Yes, Lord, bless Him, O Lord.
Your
desires
revealed in me.
Oh God,
I
give
myself away.
Love You with all things, oh God.
I give
let Your peace and Your
anointing,
oh Lord, remain
so
in this
can you
and Your word, oh Lord, reside in it, oh God.
Away.
Let Your peace.
I give myself away so You can
yes,
use me. Take my life. Take my heart.
Father, in Your blessed name,
Blood cover them all, Lord, and your anointing,
Lord. I give myself away so you can use me. My life is not my own. To you I belong. I give myself to you.
Come on, church, rejoice in the Lord today.
My life is not my own.
Nothing belongs to you.
To you I belong.
To you, to him you belong.
I give myself to you. My life is not my own. To you I belong. I give myself to you. My life is not my own. To you I belong. I give myself to you.
Father, we thank you, God, for all that we have received from you today. Lord, we ask you to fill each and every one, Lord, with your spirit and let your joy rest in each and every heart today, O Father. Father, I ask for forgiveness and mercy and grace on your people, God. Give them a blessed week, O Lord, and let them remember from whence you bring them, O God, and whence, where you have them and where you will take them. Lord, your home, our home, is in glory with you, Father. Father, I ask that that does indeed depart from our hearts. But each and every day, God, let us remember that what you have done for us and where you would take us, O God, and let us praise and honor you for it, O Lord. Let the joy of the Lord, again, I pray, be our strength, O God. And as David said, Lord, take not thy Holy Spirit away from us. God, fill us more with you, O Jesus. And let us bless that holy name, O God. Let us bless that name in righteousness and in truth, O Lord. Let us lift you up and glorify you, O God, as your spirit move freely among us, O Lord, wherever we are. Let that be that light, O Lord, that ambassador for thee, O God. Let us speak of your grace and your goodness, O God. Let us not be ashamed of you, O God, in anything, O God. But when we call upon, O God, to give account, let us give account of your righteousness in our life. And your peace, O Lord. We thank you, O God, and we bless you. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Amen. Remember Wednesday night service at 8 o'clock right here? Remember to pray for one another. Don't forget your fast time, whether it be 1 hour, 2 hour, 4 hour, 8 hour, whatever you choose to give unto the Lord, remember it.